I started renting studio space in June 2010. This was despite not having a visual art practice at that stage. I was mainly doing poetry, particularly sound poetry, but also visual poetry. And then I realised I was only using a small part of the desk in this actually quite large room, and consciously planned to do something that would actually fill the space. Chinese internet censorship was just a minor irritation, really. I couldn't blog directly because I couldn't access my blog site, but I could blog using an app on my phone or by sending an email. However, when I wrote an article that was critical of internet censorship, I suddenly found that I couldn't even search for my blogs. That was a temporary thing. But that, along with finding that certain emails, particularly things from Amnesty International, couldn't be opened directly, was suddenly really rather sinister. I took a break from writing poetry, which was my main practice, in 2006. And I thought I was taking a break from creativity altogether. Within days, I found I was writing scripts, I was making short films, I was creating junk sculptures in the yard outside, I was playing about with songs and photography. I was creating in just about any medium I could lay my hands on. I could not stop myself.